KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies and 26 degrees. We look for increasing clouds today, a high of 46 with light and variable winds becoming south-southwesterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest news on KJAN. A Minnesota businessman whose construction company has built many of the nation's ethanol plants is planning to complete a previously idled project for a plant here in Atlantic using newly approved state tax incentives. The Iowa Economic Development Authority approved Friday tax benefits for the corn ethanol project proposed by Farmers Energy Cardinal northwest of Atlantic. The IEDA board approved $4.25 million in sales tax refunds for the company, promising to create 49 jobs. Ohio-based FEC is led by Ron Fagan, founder of Minnesota-based Fagan Incorporated, which has helped build 100 biofuels plants in the U.S. and will design and build the Atlantic facility. The plant, originally planned in 2006, stalled and wasn't completed. It will be Iowa's 44th corn ethanol refinery, and at 150 million gallons a year is among the state's largest. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports a jury has found a Bedford man charged in connection with the death of a child last year, guilty of first-degree murder and child endangerment resulting in serious injury. 26-year-old Charles Emanuel Hall was convicted on Friday in Taylor County District Court of murder in the first degree and child endangerment resulting in serious injury in relation to the May 2015 death of 3-year-old Janiah King in Bedford. Hall, who is the father of the child, will be sentenced at a later date. On May 22nd, authorities said they responded to a 911 call for a child not breathing at 806 Washington Street. Deputies found Janiah King unresponsive. She was pronounced dead by the medical examiner. Court documents indicate that Janiah had severe burns on her face and right shoulder. Hall's girlfriend, 25-year-old April Claire of Bedford, was also initially charged with child endangerment causing serious injury, a Class C forcible felony. Claire had told authorities that Janiah accidentally knocked over a pot of boiling hot dog water onto herself 2 weeks prior to her death. Claire told the authorities that she didn't think it was necessary to seek medical attention. Authorities, however, said the burns were so bad that they caused permanent disfigurement. Claire also told investigators the girl fell down the stairs multiple times and became weaker, but still did not seek medical attention. The woman reached a plea deal and was found guilty by the court on September 8th of child endangerment causing bodily injury, a Class D felony, which carries a maximum prison term of 5 years. Her sentencing hearing was set for February 16th. The DNR Atlantic Field Office is investigating a complaint of manure runoff about 3 miles southwest of Coburg near the Montgomery-Page County line. DNR staff found manure runoff and snow melt leading to an unnamed tributary to the East Nishnabotna River. Field tests show ammonia levels of greater than 10 parts per million, which is high enough to kill fish. However, staff found no dead fish in the stream. Water samples collected from the creek will be sent for laboratory analysis. Field staff are working to determine which of several potential sources is responsible for the runoff. DNR will continue to monitor the situation and look for the responsible party to begin cleanup. The DNR will consider appropriate enforcement action. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office released details on a couple of recent arrests. On Friday at approximately 7:45 p.m., deputies stopped a car driven by 35-year-old Dustin Maddox of Shenandoah in the 400 block of Main Street in Tabor. Deputies found that Maddox was driving with a suspended license and he was arrested for driving while suspended. He was taken to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and posted $435 bond. Also early this morning at 2 a.m., deputies arrested 30-year-old Randall Timmerman of Percival for operating while intoxicated first offense after a traffic stop in Hamburg. Timmerman was taken to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond. The Council Bluffs Police Department released details at around 7 p.m. on Friday. Police and fire responded to the 3000 block of 9th Avenue for an injury crash where the driver was reported to be unconscious. Upon arrival, the driver, Edward Abraham, a 59-year-old of Council Bluffs, was located inside a minivan which had rear-ended an unoccupied parked Ford Crown Victoria. Abraham was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where he is currently being treated. The extent of his injuries are unclear at this time. Preliminary investigation indicates that Mr. Abraham went off the right side of the roadway onto the parking lane, striking the Crown Victoria. Both vehicles were pushed about 50 feet west before coming to rest. Impairment is not suspected in this crash. The roadway was closed for approximately 1.5 hours in both directions and fully opened at 9 p.m. The circumstances surrounding the crash are under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Traffic Unit, and additional information will be released from the Council Bluffs Police Department. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says two people were arrested on separate charges on Thursday. 37-year-old James Robert Folk of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Folk was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on $50 bond. And 38-year-old Adrian Dwayne Hansen of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Jail on a Department of Corrections warrant for parole violation. Hansen was booked and released later that day on $10,000 bond. A Red Oak man was arrested Friday morning on a charge of serious assault. Police say 62-year-old James Donald Ullman Sr. was arrested at 10:50 a.m. and was being held on a surety bond in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. The Atlantic Police Department is reporting three recent arrests. On Wednesday, 28-year-old Aaron Messias of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original controlled substance violation charge. On January 22nd, 21-year-old Elizabeth Simmons of Boone was arrested on a warrant out of Boone County for failure to appear. And on January 20th, 28-year-old Tanya Durenshaw of Atlantic was arrested for child endangerment. Durenshaw posted $2,000 bond and has an arraignment hearing on February 8th. Trial was set for March 29th. Police in Council Bluffs say two women and a man were arrested early Friday morning following an incident that took place at the Country Inn and Suites in Council Bluffs. An investigation into a robbery and kidnapping resulted in the arrest of 41-year-old Kimberly Trotter, 25-year-old Jennifer Trotter, and 23-year-old Tyrell Jones of Council Bluffs. All three face felony charges of robbery in the first degree and kidnapping in the second degree. Jennifer Trotter was also arrested on an outstanding felony warrant for a probation violation from a previous conviction of theft in the third degree. Their arrest occurred after officers were called to the motel at around 12:40 a.m. with regard to a robbery. The victim, 21-year-old Asia L. Whitmore of Bellevue, Nebraska, told police that she was getting off an elevator at around 11:45 p.m. Thursday and walking to her motel room. She was confronted in the hallway by Kimberly Trotter. Trotter allegedly pushed Whitmore up against the wall and produced a handgun, and then went through Whitmore's pockets and retrieved a key to the woman's motel room. As the women were walking down the hallway, Whitmore noticed that Jennifer Trotter and Jones waiting by her motel room door. The three suspects led Whitmore into her room and then into the bathroom, where she was stripped of her clothing and forced to lay down in the bathtub. Kimberly Trotter is then alleged to have struck Whitmore several times in the face with the gun. Jones then came back into the bathroom and stuck a handgun in Whitmore's face and allegedly threatened to kill her if she moved. When Jones walked out of the bathroom, Whitmore attempted to take cover under the sink counter. Jennifer Trotter then came into the bathroom and allegedly began assaulting Whitmore by kicking her. Whitmore suffered visible facial injuries but later declined medical treatment. All three suspects left the room after taking Whitmore's cell phone and numerous personal belongings. Whitmore was able to provide police with a description of the suspect's vehicle. Officers located the 2000 Chevy Tahoe with the suspects inside at 1022 Fifth Avenue. They were brought to the Council Bluffs Criminal Investigation Division, interviewed by detectives, and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. No additional arrests are expected in connection with the case. That's a look at some of the latest news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Harlan Rule King, age 66, of Omaha, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Harlan King will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Marie D. Coles, age 83, of Erling, died Monday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A Mass of Christian burial for Marie D. Coles will be held on today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Arlen O'Toole, age 76, of Bayer, died January 19th at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. A Mass of Christian burial for Arlen O'Toole will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Eugene Sandhorse, age 63, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Eugene Sandhorse will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Melissa Missy Jones, age 49, of Walnut, died January 19th as a result of a traffic accident west of Atlantic. A visitation for Missy Jones will be held from 2 to 5 p.m. here this evening at the Atlantic Senior Citizen Center. There will be no funeral services. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting family with arrangements. John Maxwell, age 39, of Walnut, died January 19th as a result of an automobile accident as well. And visitation for John Maxwell will be held the same time today, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Atlantic Senior Citizens Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home assisting family with arrangements. Chester Chet Christensen, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Chet Christensen will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Xyro Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Phyllis E. Schwab, age 84, of Atlantic, formerly of Brayton, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Phyllis E. Schwab will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Brayton Lutheran Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Xyra has the arrangements. Louis Anthony Hall, age 88, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. A mass of Christian burial for Louis Hall will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. And Loreen M. Vorm, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Loreen M. Vorm will be held on Saturday, February 6th at 11 a.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.